This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, or you can text me, tell it Mitchell, at 701-226-8503. Gary Amnath in for Scott Nenna today. We're brought to you in part by MyPillow. We keep talking about our personal experience because it has changed everything about the sleep. I've had one for about... Gosh, it has been about 3 years now, and well, let's just say we all get possessive over it, and the pets even get a little possessive over the MyPillow. So now they have My Pet Pillow, and you can get that, and I'll be doggone if we didn't put that thing on the floor, and all of a sudden we've got three cats, two dogs, and all of a sudden they all want to clamor for it. They get it just like I get it, and you can get it. The MyPillow or MyPetPillow. In fact, on the MyPillow premium pillows, check out this deal at MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028. Or as the caller is, or texter is pointing out, it's a zero, not a no. 1-800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott for a limited time. Get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows. These aren't the box store ones, the premium ones. And it will include to-go-anywhere pillows. So when you're on the road, you got a MyPillow, too. Free shipping on orders over $100. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 1-800-506-9028, MyPillow. I'm Todd Mitchell in for Scott Hennon, who's off playing around at Valley Fair, just goofing around because he doesn't get enough time off the show. Gary Amnath is in with a warmer ride than last time, and if you didn't see the picture of Gary Amnath's post-Christmas trek here to the studios for What's on Your Mind, you can check it out on the What's on Your Mind Facebook page or K-Fire or mine or Gary's. I put it on Gary's, too.
Oh, great. Thank you.
That was priceless history there.
It was. Plus cold.
Yeah. I'm glad you get the feeling in your toes again. How long did that take?
Well, my teeth are not chattering. Maybe that's why I left on January 5th and never came back till first part of May. So I was gone most of the winter selling burritos of all things. But anyway, what's interesting, our last segment.
That's how you kept warm.
Yeah, extra beans. There we go. Green chili.
So, there are so many punchlines to that.
It's all over the place. The last half hour, we had Steve Schwab, former city commissioner of Bismarck, author. I got a text in from a friend, and Steve and I were talking about, you know, writing a book, how tough it is. And a friend of mine, former Senator Joe Miller, texted me. He said he started writing a book, but wow, is it tough. I thought what Steve said was spot on. Said I wrote the first paragraph and thought, what the heck? What did I start? So anyway, I appreciate your text there, Senator Miller. There's a copy on the way, autographed by the author, Steve Schwab himself. So joining us in studio is Lance Hagen, developer from Lincoln. Lance, welcome to the show.
Morning, Gary.
You made it with about 4 seconds to spare, buddy.
Well, I was at the wrong place. Last time I did a live interview, it was in a different building upstairs.
It's been a while since you've
done it. You didn't go to 4th and Broadway.
I did go to 4th and Broadway. And your host here, when we were talking about the other night, I said, don't worry about it. I said, I know where I'm going. I've been done those before. Well, it's been a while.
We did leave there 13 and a half years ago. Trust me, you're not the only one, though. It happens all the time. I'm sure those guys are sick. Don't they tell people where they move to?
And then I thought I wouldn't get a spot to park. What do you know? There's one.
Oh, we got plenty of them.
No, not here.
That's why we love it. We love it on the east end of town instead of downtown. None of that 90-minute parking, any of that stuff.
Well, you know, Lance, I did have you on previously when I was in the legislature today, we did that at Peacock Alley when we did it above the restaurant or the bar there, didn't we?
Yep.
So
no.
You didn't go to Peacock Alley.
No, I knew. That's I later, know where that is today. Really well.
That is actually quite the venue. It's a neat stage on which to be able to do that show.
It is.
That was a very neat venue.
I missed doing it this session. But anyway, I was out of state, and that's the way it goes. But we also have joining us the mayor of Lincoln, Gerald Wise. Mayor, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Mayor, talk to us a little bit about what's going on. I understand Lincoln is having its 40th anniversary this summer, and it has a July celebration. So, I mean, that's relatively a young community when you think of it's only 40 years old. And
it's very young. I mean, I thought it was older than that, but we're going to get ready to celebrate 40th year anniversary, July 15th. We're going to have a parade that starts at 11. We're going to line up at 10. We're still looking for more applicants for the parade, so if anybody in the listening area wants to come down and celebrate Lincoln with us and join in the parade, just get a hold of City Hall, and they will give you all information, and it's free. And then we're going to have, after that, there's going to be some vendors in the Tumbleweed Bar in the back section. And DJs is going to have some lunch specials. And I think they're raffling off. I think it's, Lance, you got to help me with this one. Mike Hineshaw. What's he doing? He's raffling off a Harley?
Yep, they're raffling off a Harley Davidson
really?
Motorcycle. I think the tickets are $25 a piece.
How do I get one of those? That's the only way I'm ever going to own a Harley if I win one for $25.
Jerry, I think it's that they have some at DJ's and some at the Tumbleweed and John's, and maybe Senex has them too. I'm not sure.
All right. Maybe, Mary, you can get that up on your website. Do you have a information page or a Facebook page or anything related to this that the listeners out there can decide to come on down and be a part of?
There is. There's a Lincoln Community Days Committee Facebook page. I believe there's actually a 40th anniversary Facebook page because we do have a committee that's setting this up, a bunch of great ladies that have gotten together. And they did this last year, too, when we tried to bring back Lincoln Days. And, you know, the Shriners came in and did part of the major part of the parade. But this year, I don't think the Shriners are available. So there is a Facebook page that people can go on to and apply. Also, First Love Church, there on the corner of Lincoln Road and McDougal, they're going to put on a hog roast. So there's a lot of activities that are scheduled to happen on July. And then after everything's all said and done, at 8:30 at night, we're going to kick it off and finalize it with a street dance in front of Dakota National Bank so both bars can get involved, you know, and, you know, the whole community come up there and we're just going to celebrate.
Well, and Mayor, I appreciate that. And part of the reason I thought about having Lincoln on, it's, you know, a bedroom community of Bismarck, really. And there's been a lot happening. I've lived out there for 8 years, no longer live there, but there's been a lot of growth going on. And what is the ranking as far as cities? Is Lincoln like 15th largest or something like that? I mean, it's about the size of Beulah, I think I've heard. Or is it bigger than that?
I think Lance might be able to help me on this one. I think we're probably getting close to the top 10. And was it last year we were like the second safest city in the state? I think it was what we got recognized for. So Lincoln's booming. And it's continuing to grow.
So, Lance, I mean, you got a new elementary school out there. How many students are in that school about? How big did they build that?
When they built the original school, they built it for 488 kids, and my daughter was actually one of the first fifth graders to go in there when they opened it in January, and the school was immediately filled. Last summer, they added on three more classrooms, and it's approximately 600 kids, and it's full now.
Well, you know, so often Bismarck gets all the kudos for growing, and you see north of Bismarck, but people forget south and east of Bismarck, the growth that's going on out there. So there's a new school, and Lance, as a developer, what kind of things are going on out there?
Well, we've, the Senex station was built several years ago. That's constantly full of traffic. I was there the other morning at 7:30. Every gas pump was full. Both diesel pumps had semis sitting out Dylan. Personally, me and some other guys just built the strip mall out there, and we have a hair salon in there and a chiropractor in there, and we have the fitness center out there, state-of-the-art, has all TVs and most of the equipment and Wi-Fi and all the new stuff. And then the last space in the strip mall we just rented, we have a hometown credit union coming. They're based out of Cullum, Ashley, and Hazleton, and they lease that spot, and they're slated for building a brand new building right on the corner there within the next 3 years.
We're talking to Lance Hagan, a developer from Lincoln, and the mayor of Lincoln, Gerald Wise. You're newly elected. When we come back, Mayor, I'd like to ask you specifically some of the development that's going on. I see there's a lot of houses going up, and what's going on in the commercial side, we've just talked about that a little bit. But also, when we come back, I want to get your perspective. I know you got a couple roundabouts, and that's kind of new to North Dakota. You see a little bit maybe in the eastern part of the state. So we're talking to Gerald Wise, Mayor of Lincoln, and Lance Hagan, developer. Stay tuned, and we'll be back shortly.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gass. There are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides. The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information about action you can take to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading and how you can create a diversified weed management plan for your operation, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
On your mind, 1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Scott Hennen back Monday. Todd Mitchell and Gary Amendeth here, brought to you in part by the Lake Knight Energy Council. North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is the leading producer leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. We're among only 7 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal, always a big part of our energy success story, keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, boosts the economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, a $3.4 billion economic impact, and $100 million a year in taxes going into the state. A new statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near zero emissions technology to ensure energy future is secure and to protect our economy. They know we need an all of the above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need. You can find out more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Go to secureenergyfuture.com. org. What's in your mind? And Gary Amenith in for Scott Annan.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. We, all of you texters out there wanting a copy of Steve Schwab's book, Self-Heart, we've got enough and more. So we'll be getting those out, and you'll be getting notified via text from Todd, the radio god Mitchell, about getting your book. So, Steve Schwab, thanks for coming by and providing some of those books for us. We're talking to the mayor of Lincoln, Gerald Wise, and Lance Hagen, developer. Mayor Wise, when we before we went to the break, I commented that traffic was always an issue out in Lincoln that roaded back up. But you get a couple roundabouts out there, which is kind of new. How's that worked out in Lincoln?
I think they're awesome. I think what Burley County did on Lincoln Road on 52nd Avenue and 66 was a great improvement. Traffic flows really well around the roundabouts. At first, people were kind of skeptical about them. I don't know how it is bringing large equipment around them. I mean, Lance could probably answer that question on those. But the main
How is that, Lance? How does that work? Can you get a tractor and a cultivator behind it okay, or take out a couple bushes or what?
No, it works great. We actually went around one the other day with a 40-foot air seater and a big tank with duals on it behind, and it's kind of funny to watch them go around the roundabout. I was in the pickup, and one of my guys that helps me was in it, and it's kind of cool to see them around there.
Hmm. Go ahead, Mayor. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Probably a lot easier for him to get that piece of equipment around than it would be if having a four-lane intersection. But what I was getting at is, you know, what we're seeing in the future is getting an overpass over that railroad track on 66. The traffic still backs up on 66, especially in the morning and evening commutes when the train, you know, comes across the road. But other than that, the roundabouts are awesome. I'm sure we're going to start seeing more now that we have these two, and I'm probably sure they've been monitoring them.
So, Mayor, what kind of growth's going on in Lincoln? What kind of development? So if I'm a listener out there and I'm looking at moving to Bismarck from somewhere in the state and thinking that Lincoln could be an option, is there much building going on? And talk to listeners about that.
There is a lot of building going on. We have a couple of major developers out there now, Tim Roush being one of them. He is developing over there on the east side of 66, and he's got a new subdevelopment over there that he's probably going to put down maybe 25 to 30 homes this year. You know, then we're also doing another South Lincoln Estates, I believe it's called, which is in the south side of Lincoln. It's the last piece of property within the city limits, in the old city limits, that finally is getting developed. So there's a few homes going in down there. I'm a trim carpenter by trade. I'm a general carpenter. And so I was trimming out a house for Tim and met a new resident that's probably going to be moving in. You know, it's more young couples that are coming in. And, you know, one of the things is, when I was talking to her, is the fact that we have such a new and nice school, and it's nice, quiet community. You know, Lance is put in that nice, great strip mall. You got Overhaul in there and, of course, the fitness center. And they're doing great. I was skeptical at first because of how Lincoln is. But, you know, I go in there, get what little hair I have cut, and she's just booming. And she's got that chiropractic office in there. So I like to see – and now, and of course, Lance is putting that bank in there. Lance has done a fantastic job developing Lincoln in that corner right there. And so hopefully we'll see more commercial coming in there.
Lance, we live next door to those apartments you developed. Talk about those a little bit.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's not much to talk about there.
But they're big units.
Yeah, I mean, two 36 units. I know I had a friend of mine in town when we came up with building Cenex. People said I was crazy when we started that project. And then I built the first apartment building, and they said I was crazy. And then when we started on the second one, they were going to take me to for psychiatric care. But Lincoln is really, it's come a long, long ways in 10 years. I mean, it's great. I'm looking at doing another strip mall. We have a lot of interest in people going in there. Our chiropractor is doing so well that she needs more space. And so we have quite a bit. Yeah, Lincoln, we're going to just continue to grow.
So, Mayor, you want to... What are some challenges that you're facing? We got a couple more minutes here yet. That the community that's growing at the rate it's going. What are the things that you face as a city?
One of the things I think we're going to have to face in the future, real soon, is our the sewer system. Lincoln's growing, but our lagoons and our sewer systems are not. So the infrastructure has to. That has to be worked on. We also have to work on another way of getting another water supply in coming in from the north. We're going to have all that development down there along 66. Tim Roush's area, Mariners, I guess, has some property back there that he's probably going to be developing. And the water supply that we have now is sufficient for Lincoln and is good for a few years. But if we keep adding to that, yeah, we're going to have to look for other sources, maybe another water tank. So there's some things on my plate that we have to look into. And the city engineer, SCH, has been working on it. So that's some of the challenges we have. And, another challenge that we've been having is, I want to try to get some of these parks, fixed. We have Millennium Park right now torn up, and hopefully that'll get repaired here in the next couple of weeks. We had to put some drain tile in and connect to the drain tile that's across the road that's, protecting Lincoln Road. And so we're going to try to pull a drain tile in from Lincoln out of Millennium to try to get some of our groundwater away. So the challenges are there, but, I have a great council, great community that's backed me and supports me. So I'm looking forward to the other 3 years that I have.
Well, Mayor, thank you for joining us today. July 15th, Lincoln will be celebrating its 40th anniversary. Lance,
there's one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. But there's one more thing I want to put out. There's that, we have an awesome police department, and I have a young chief of police, and he is putting on, I think this might be their third year now, on June 2nd, for the kids around Lincoln in Bismarck, Mandan, listening area, they're at the Lincoln School, Lincoln Lightnings. I think it starts at noon. But we'll have real fire, ambulance, hot dogs, mineral races.
Mayor, thanks for joining us. We appreciate Lance Hagan. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Centers looking for a shop supervisor to run their Kildare location. Applicant must have tank or trailer experience, at least 2 years management experience. Gary Myers would love to talk to you, regional general manager. Here's the number, Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. 495-3592. If you have experience in tanks or trailers, Polar Service Center is looking for you. A shop supervisor in the Kildare location, 2 years managerial experience required. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, 401k with matching, too. So call Gary, Polar Service Center, 495-3592. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennon is off playing at Valley Fair chaperoning today, but in, we do have Gary Amenith pinch hitting here once again and What's in Your Mind.
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah.
Good to be back. Had a fun segment there talking about Lincoln and their 40th anniversary, and Steve Schwab, the former city commissioner, with his book. Fun to see someone that, after age 60, finds some inspiration to write a book. That's pretty incredible. Joining us now is gentleman Dane Waters. Dane Waters on the East Coast. Dane is the CEO of Tipping Point Strategies. It's a communication and advocacy group. Firm based in D.C. They provide strategic advice to campaigns, governments, activists, and NGOs all over the world. Dane has worked on six continents with government officials, activists, academics, and NGOs. He's consulted on projects with the United Nations, the U.S. Department of State, and the International Republican Institute. He's appointed by George Bush administration as a political director of the Humane Society Legislative Fund. Dane, we got to work together in the Republican National Convention in Cleveland and got to know him as a result of some trouble we caused out there. So, Dane, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, I hate to, we won't get lost on our Cleveland Convention fun we had there, but tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. I read a little bit about it, but... I mean, you're a world traveler. I mean, you've done a lot of things, and we're going to talk about the Elephant Project and why I wanted to have Dane on. So we had about a half hour here, but, of course, we'll have a break in between, but we'll spend a little bit of time talking about his project and what's going on with that. But I always like the listeners. Dane, our listening audience covers the North Dakota, South Dakota, Canada, Montana, into Minnesota. We're on four or five stations, and I just would like to have our listeners know a little bit about who Dane Waters is. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'd love to know who Dane Waters is as well.
But, come on.
I really appreciate you having me on. And I tell you, you live in some of the most beautiful country in the United States. So I'm envious of that. But, no, I I was born in Bessemer, Alabama, go Southern boy, but I've been very lucky and fortunate to have traveled the world working on a wide variety of issues. A lot of the work I've done has been in kind of what I call the right to self-determination, you know, kind of the, you know, smaller, less intrusive government and the people, you know, really governing their future and deciding their future. So I worked on a lot of direct democracy issues, you know, advising, when Ehud Barak was prime minister in Israel, I advised them on how to hold a referendum if they ever did, worked in Taiwan on independence issues. And I'm currently helping Western Sahara, for example, try to figure out how to break away from Morocco. On the Brexit campaign. So anything that, I really love, emerging democracies, when people are trying to find their way to basically choose their future, the right to self-determination. And, even though, you know, some things happen in this country that make me question the ability of the people to make decisions, you know,
yeah.
But the reality is, the Constitution and the laws that belong to the people. I mean, you know, and that's how our country was founded. And people, as I like to say, you know, they have the right to make any decision they want, whether it may be good for them or bad for them. That's their right. And that's the kind of work I've done around the world. So.
Wow, I appreciate that. People to be able to self-determine the direction they want to go. That's what's great about what America's been about, and the fact that you're kind of an advocate around the world doing that. And how did you come to get involved in this? A young kid from Alabama, and you've traveled the world and been involved in this. Is it something you had an inspiration as a young person, or did it just kind of, you know, get involved with? So often in politics, as I've said, you get to know someone, they ask you to get involved, and before long, all of a sudden, you're running a campaign. But how did you end up doing what you're doing?
Well, it's all luck. I mean, I've always had this strong desire to travel. I mean, when you live in Bessemer, Alabama, in the middle of nowhere, you know, you sometimes
get me out of here.
That's right. You strive to get out of there, no matter where it is. But I remember when I was one of the craziest things I did when I was 18 years old. There was this People's Express Airlines, and they had these nonstop flights to New York City for $45 one way. And you paid on the plane. And so I went there. I didn't even tell my mother. I just hopped on the plane, went to New York City.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was talking about a scary experience. I mean, I'm in New York City today, actually. And it's just, but I've always had this desire to travel. And it was an interesting intersection because I remember Ronald Reagan came to Birmingham, Alabama when I was a kid. And I saw him give a speech at the Hilton Hotel. And I was just enamored with him. And then I actually started volunteering on the campaign. I tell you what, you know, this is going to, you know, sound, you know, hopefully it's fine for the radio show to say this, but I remember what really changed my thought about, you know, politics and realizing that elected officials are no different than you and I, right? At the end of the day, President Reagan was giving a speech, and I was in the men's room, and he walks in. I mean, and
oh my gosh, are you serious?
Goes to the restroom like everybody else. And I realized, and, you know, that, hey, you know, that was a young kid. He said, you know, he's no different than we are. I mean, he actually has to go to the restroom and put his pants on the same we do and all that kind of stuff. I know. It sounds crazy. I'm talking about
going back
to Ronald Reagan. It is true. And you know, because there's so many people, you know, you've been in politics. I mean, you know, having respect for elected officials is important, but it's also important that the everyday citizens understand that they are just like us, that they are, and they should be held accountable to be just like us. Anyway, so I, you know, then I volunteered for the Bush campaign when Father Bush decided to run. And then I remember one day I just went to Washington, D.C. and said, hey, I want to help out with more. I was sent to the convention when Dan Quayle was chosen as vice president. I was assigned to his traveling brigade, traveled with him. And the next thing you know, it led to, you know, I started this organization called the Initiative for Referendum Institute, which is now the University of Southern California. You know, started traveling the world talking about direct democracy. You know, so when people ask me, like, I'm actually meeting this kid at 12:15 today to give him career advice, you know, which is kind of scary that I'm giving anybody career advice.
Well, I know you could give some good advice. I would appreciate that.
I appreciate that. But, you know, when I think about my life, but once again, it's just been, I've been very lucky, and it goes back to what you said, is that, you know, with, you know, you should, you know, meeting somebody, you never know where that path is going to take you, and it's just about taking advantage of opportunities, and So, I mean, that's it. I wish there was some magical formula other than just being very lucky and fortunate. So,
well, but, you know, a thing that I'd like listeners to understand, I've been involved in politics. I remember as a kid in a little small town thinking, boy, I think of my local state legislator and thinking, oh, as a youngster in my early 20s, thinking that's going to be something to really aspire to in a big way. Well, you know, I've gone on just a dumb little kid from Washburn that had worked in a grocery store to go to Republican National Convention, serving the Republican National Committee. It's all of a sudden, it's really about just getting a little initiative and getting involved, because there's so few people actively engaged in it. You show up and volunteer, pretty soon you run into place. Isn't that about it?
Yeah, it's true. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, it's about, you know, so you know, one thing about, I had a breakfast meeting this morning where I was actually talking to this guy from Myanmar about this, is that one of the problems that I think we have in this country now is that so many people have desires, so many people have great ideas, but in many ways we've become a society where, whether it's parents or friends, don't encourage that behavior. It's like, okay, you're crazy and nuts for doing this. But I tell you, you know, go out there, volunteer, put yourself out there, because as you said, you never know. And that's my experience. I mean, one of the first things I ever did early on when Bush was running, as I was a motorcade driver, you know, when he would come to town, I would just, you know, he took his, you know, I was driving the press around, and, you know, thank God I didn't crash, but by being a motorcade driver, I drove like the campaign manager around and just developing those relationships. And you just never know, you know, what you're going to do. But that's the most critical thing. You're right. It's just, you know, no matter where you're from in this country, no matter how small a town you might be from this country, having those dreams, that's what makes this country great. But you need to go out there and have faith and confidence and do it. Like Walt Disney, you know, when he started Disney World, I mean, he went bankrupt twice before he created Disney World. I mean, failing is just one step to being successful. You know, so wow. Don't be afraid to fail. So that's my, tip for today.
Well, that's great advice for people to go out and take risks. That's what America is founded on, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit. And Dean, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is I find your project, I've gotten to know you've talked about this elephant project you're working on. How's a kid from Alabama get engaged in? And we're going to be going to the break in a few minutes, and we'll come back and talk in more detail about it. But talk to us a little bit about this elephant project and the implications of elephants being endangered all over the world.
Well, I've been enamored with elephants ever since I was a 10-year-old kid in Birmingham, Alabama, and seeing the elephant come off the Ringling Brothers, train when it pulled into town, and they're just such majestic, wonderful creatures. They're basically two types of elephants. There's Asian and African elephants. In Asia, there are roughly 50,000 elephants left in all of Asia. In Africa, there's roughly 400,000 elephants left. That's down from like 10 million 100 years ago. And there are so many amazing animals out there, but elephants are what they call a keystone species, that especially in the for the ecosystem in Africa, if elephants go away, it's going to impact dozens of other amazing animals, which will basically turn the ecosystem in Africa to basically just change it to the point where the entire ecosystem in the world is impacted. So in addition to it just being, to me, fundamentally wrong to kill an elephant that you don't eat, they're important for the ecosystem. And also elephants, I mean, one of the primary funding sources for terrorists around the world, like the Boko Haram and Nigeria, where there's Lord Resistance Army down in the Congo, or even with ISIS or Al-Qaeda, they receive a lot of their funding by illegal ivory trade. Because an average tusk from an elephant can sell for $10,000, so it's $20,000 per elephant. So once again, that funding source needs to, from our protection and the world's protection. So I came to this for the Elephant Project because I'm a smaller, less intrusive Republican. I came at it that, okay, I love elephants. How is my background in construction and real estate and working in Africa?
Say, Dane. Stay with us. We're going to go to the break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes talking to Dane Waters, talking about the Elephant Project. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm talking with Aubrey of Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. Aubrey, question. Do you strictly do furniture products, or are there other ways that you help your clients?
Well, Scott, not only do we offer furniture products, but we also offer a full interior design service. We have certified designers on staff. We can help you specify and or purchase flooring, wall covering, lighting fixtures, and many more. We work on a variety of projects from a home office to a complete building fit-up. Another nice aspect is that not only do we have corporate designers on staff at InterOffice, but we also have residential designers with our sister company, Northern Home Furniture and Design. So we have access to many design experts.
Is Herman Miller the only furniture line you offer?
We've been talking a lot about Herman Miller, but we also have access to over 100 other manufacturers. Companies such as Duran, Sidonit, Safeco, Arcadia, and the list goes on. 80% of our projects we work on are corporate offices, but we also work in the healthcare, education, and government markets. We have access to buying contracts for many of these facilities.
And how about used furniture?
Yes, we do have some used products in our warehouse. We also sell products right off our show floor. If you're curious about what we have to offer, just check out our website at InterOfficeFargo.com.
That website again, InterOfficeFargo.com, to find out more. Give them a call, 232-3013. InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo.
See a local Northern Region New Holland dealer near you for a way you can move bigger loads and increase productivity on your farm or work site with New Holland skid steer loaders. Super Boom skid steer loaders combine incredible stability with superior reach. The result? You get more lift capacity per pound of total machine weight, and that means you can move bigger loads. You also get superior speed thanks to proven engine power and fast hydraulic response. Increase your productivity with a New Holland skid steer loader from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What's on your mind? We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To learn more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com. Scott Hennen back Monday. I'm Todd Mitchell. Gary Emineth is here on What's in Your Mind.
Well, we're back for the last segment. We've been talking to Dane Water, CEO of Tipping Point Strategies, and he's got a very interesting project that I've wanted the listeners to know about. And his website, if you want to give or get involved, it's called theelephantproject.net. Dane's an Alabama guy. He's traveled the world and found inspiration to find a free market strategy to help save elephants. Dane, Tell us a little bit about your project.
Yeah, I'll try not to be as long-winded as I typically it could be.
Yeah, I get that. That's cool. Yeah. Me too.
So, can you hear me okay?
Yep, we're great.
What it is, I felt that there needed to be a free market solution. And what it is that we are going to build residences and do a high-end retail component where all the money that's derived from this, 100% of the profit for this, goes back into the project. So it's a self-sustaining, reliable, continuous funding source. So people who believe in elephant conservation and protection don't have to constantly go out and raise money every day to try and protect and save elephants. So we're working in Myanmar, Cambodia, and Malawi, in countries that would benefit from this economic stability, and that's what we're doing.
So the reality is you're creating an environment where source of funding for terrorists, et cetera, by slaughtering elephants for the ivory, et cetera, you're creating trying to work towards developing a sanctuary that people can work and be involved a part of it. So whether tourists come and spend money or be a part of it, it's a way to be involved with an area and kind of get to know about elephants, but also to be part of as far as traveling and visiting and spending money from people that are out of their pockets. That kind of the idea? So it's a viable.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, what happens now is that an average ranger protecting elephants makes $25 a week. And so when you're selling an elephant tusk for $10,000, it's easier for the to be given $100 and he turns the other way. But what this project will do is it will employ the entire family. The wife will have a job, the kids will have a job, the parents will have a job. So they're all invested in what we call a humane economy, where they realize that a live elephant is worth more than a dead elephant. And then that will create this economic stimulus to help the country, help the locals, will provide them education and health care, and then that will basically help save these elephants and end the funding to terrorism and bring greater stability to the country.
Dean, we have a question from Jack in Watford City. Jack, welcome to the show. You got a question for Dean?
Hello, Mr. Waters.
How are you?
How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Fine. I just wanted to say Bessemer, Alabama is not really that small of a town.
Are you from there, Jack?
Born and raised in Bessemer, Alabama.
You were?
Yes.
I lived on 641 Oak Street there. Where were you born in Bessemer?
I was on 13th Avenue.
Okay, yeah.
In Bessemer.
So, that's awesome. It's great. Well, compared to D.C. and compared to other cities, it's a small town, especially 50 years ago. So
maybe you guys grew up together and played across the street. You just didn't know it.
I'm trying to remember Waters, and I don't recall a.
We're all hitting up our Google Maps now, so we can all get some perspective on this. This is fantastic.
Jack, are you up working? Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say that going from Bessemer, Alabama to North Dakota, I mean, I have to say North Dakota is a better looking place than Bessemer, Alabama. So anyway.
Jack, you got a comment on that? You're in Watford City, huh?
Yeah, I'm in Watford City. I've been up here quite a while. I've been in the Dakotas 20 years. The only thing I really miss about Alabama is my trees.
You're right. Western North Dakota doesn't have that many of them, but you've been through a few winters. You've been up here 20 years, then.
Oh yeah, I've been through some horrific winters.
Still got that Alabama accent a little bit, though.
And everybody says I'm losing it. So.
My wife says that about me all the time too.
Southern accent, so it's good to hear that.
Hey Jack, thanks for calling in. I appreciate that.
Yes. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jack. So, Dean, you got about a minute to give our listeners a wrap-up on how they can support the Elephant Project. If someone wants to get involved, write a check, get involved. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, our philosophy is that one and done. You know, a lot of people have to write checks. If they're interested in animal conservation, they write a check every year. But our solution is one and done. You make a donation to us. We invest in this humane economy. And honestly, you should never have to write a check again to protect elephants in Myanmar or Cambodia or Malawi. So I encourage people to go to our website, theelephantproject.net. Please donate online. Every dollar goes directly to the conservation protection of the elephants. And then you drop us a note. I mean, there's a section there that if you have questions or ideas or suggestions, please be in touch with us. And we welcome any support or questions that people have.
We've been listening and talking with Dane Waters, CEO of Tipping Point Strategies, on his Elephant Project. Dane, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule out there in New York and joining our listeners here from North and South Dakota, Montana, Canada, and Minnesota.
And Alabama.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
It's got to be back Monday.
With stories, I bet.
Thanks.
What lessons can be learned from the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? That question today for Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission.
I really believe our state and our tribes and our communities can do better. Again, this is a big bump in our road, but you know, it's the mindset. I think it goes back to the personal mindset of people, whether or not they want to, you know, have the heart, have the faith, you know, have that that value of wanting to respect one another, no matter what color, race, creed, what have you. You know, we just got to create a better way moving forward of respect, communication, understanding, forgiveness. And I really think that begins with faith, Scott. I really believe that. But again, it's something that I'm going to do all I can to lead that. And again, it's going to be very, very challenging, but it's something I'm up to.
That's Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, as part of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.